Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you so much for joining us today. Joining me today is CJ Gibson.
What's up?
Fran Mirabella.
Hey, Guardians.
Drinking gasoline.
Yep. Something like that.
Looks delicious. It's
Cade's cocktail.
Not so
and
much.
And we have a guest today, Grenader Jake. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show.
Awesome. On today's show, we're actually going to be talking about all the updates from Bungie, what we think about the PC version, and Season 2 of Destiny 2. But first, let's talk about some of the news from the weekly update. So, Bungie's Christopher Barrett has responded to fan concerns about Destiny 2's endgame and what they plan to do moving forward. First off, new systems and rewards for players like myself, including optional pursuits, are on the way. There will be more incentives for prestige activities like the Nightfallen Raid. There will be new rewards and replay value for strikes, adventures, and lost sectors. And in the PvP realm, private matches are coming back, and they are targeting early 2018 for release, and they will tune modes like Supremacy to have better scoring and spawn rules. Thank goodness. Hopefully that means no more dying the second you spawn. Other improvements for special events like the Iron Banner and faction rallies will be implemented, which promise unique rewards. The mod economy will become, quote, more interesting and impactful. And thankfully, they will work on exotics, including adjustments that will reduce instances of duplication. Finally, they also spoke about new ways to spend your currency and materials like legendary shards and multiple emote interfaces that will allow you to have more than one at a time. There's more on the way, he said, but for the time being, I'll just say thank you for listening. I'm sure we'll have more feedback in the near future. Okay, so where do you guys want to start? Do you want to talk about the PC version first, or do you want to talk about the fact that Bungie released that statement talking about how they're listening?
I say the statements, the changes.
Yeah,
that
for sure. Okay. Duplicates, you know? I think you might
I
have got through to them.
Four sunshots on PC. It's the only weapon exotic I can
imagine. Exactly.
Yeah, so how many duplicates have you guys got?
A lot.
Yeah,
Jake. It never ends. You keep getting the same stuff. Yeah. Week one was really bad. It's like if you had any kind of exotic on, you were almost guaranteed to get that same thing, or at least the same type of thing.
You thought you came up with the system.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you think?
Yeah. I did. It got patched like week one, man. Yeah. I did come up with a system.
You think it was real?
Oh, it was real.
It seemed to be. I took off my exotics.
I did it.
Yeah. It was like 9 out of 10 times it worked, legitimately. And there's like, what, 3 guns and 4 armor pieces you can get out of exotics. So 1 in 7 chance you're going to get the same type of thing. And it happened 9 out of 10 times. And you can do the math and kind of figure out, like, this doesn't really make any sense here.
Yeah.
I've been playing on PC and I'm like, I need to go to Vegas because the odds of me randomly getting 4 sunshots in a row. Yeah. But I'm going to hit that jackpot.
Yeah. I mean, duplicates are a big problem. I mean, maybe a good way to put it is, out of all that they're now talking about fixing and we don't know how yet, what strikes you as the biggest issues? And out of this, what are you excited that they seem to be addressing?
I mean, it's all kind of broad. It's hard to know exactly what they mean when they say certain things. Like, they're going to make it so there's tuning with the mods and how they work. They're going to change it up in PvP and tune things in there a little bit. They don't quite specifically tell you. So I'm most intrigued by that stuff. I'm most intrigued by what exactly do they mean by this mod tuning? What is it going to do? How are they going to make it more impactful? Because the sky's the limit there.
Yeah.
I mean, they can make it so there's so much customization that you have on your Guardian with mods and make it really exciting for PvP if they do it right.
Mm-hmm. Mods are sort of interesting right now, but I think it would be really cool if they add that to guns, because I don't think that slot's going to go away to apply the modifier, but maybe they add different kinds and get rid of the blues maybe or something, because it's kind of confusing and muddled right now. I don't know.
Yeah, but it was really like out of all that, not knowing what it is, what do you want to see out of sort of these categories that they're touching on? Like, are you most focused on the emote slots? Or, you know,
man,
what is it?
Ramenster, I love it.
Yeah. Don't break trials again.
That's a good one for sure. out of everything, I'm most disappointed, honestly, that they don't mention anything about ranks. And we could talk about this for hours, so I'm going to be careful kind of stepping into it right now. But, man, that was the thing that I was really hoping they would pick up on, the community wanted.
And
was
like
really
leaderboard ranks?
No, more like, so let's go, I mean, a lot of us have played Halo. Let's step back to Halo 2 and 3. They had it perfect. Halo 3 specifically, they had ranked, they had social. Social was for when you wanted to mess around, maybe have a beer, play with a friend of yours, not really care about winning. You know, you could drive on a mongoose with them on the back trying to snipe. Like, the whole idea, you want to have fun. That's the whole reason you're playing. Then they had ranked, where you try to get to level 50, it was kind of a thing you could brag about, right? Like, I'm ranked 42 in Team Slayer. Your friend's like, I'm only 39. And, like, it's kind of a bragging point, something to strive for, an incentive to improve, and also really exciting for YouTube, Twitch, whatever it might be, people watching those trying to acquire that max rank.
Yeah.
It's so exciting and allows for that diversity of wanting to have fun with friends, wanting to take it seriously.
But Jake, what about the emblem you could maybe unlock that shows sort of your KD, but not really?
Oh, wow. The emblem that I've opened 25 packages for and still not gotten.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That emblem. I would have loved to show that emblem off, but too bad I still don't have it.
That is a good point.
Yeah. It's funny how you go back to Halo 3, because that's what I love. Now, there's been a bunch of iterations since, like Halo 5 and Reach and all that stuff, but Halo 3 and the 1 to 50 ranking and just having it displayed publicly and for competitive matchmaking too, that's what I love. It was that grind to just keep going and get to the next level. So it's interesting to hear you mention that.
And you couldn't prestige in Halo 3 or anything.
No, that's a Call of Duty
thing, right? But yeah, it's funny, we haven't talked about that as much on the show, but I love that idea, actually.
Yeah,
you know, because actually in Call of Duty I think it works. It's the same concept. And then you get it also prestiging and like how much you've played.
Well, hold on,
good point.
I do not want them to adapt the Call of Duty model to Destiny. I don't want every game to be Call of Duty.
Yeah, I'm not
I
saying that
don't
I
want that
I think but, that's yeah something to avoid
but the leveling system from Halo 3, I really enjoyed that. You kind of knew where you would lie, like within the player base. Like I was 20 to 30, like somewhere in there. I never got into the higher ranks because I just wasn't that good.
Yeah. 50.
I can admit 50. It. I'm
definitely.
100%. Yeah.
CJ's all right.
Doubles. Doubles and Rumble. And and where are those? Like where is Rumble? Where is Doubles? I hope they bring some of those back.
Yeah, it's cool to see the matches.
Private matches, yeah. So hopefully that gets, because the private matches even still was not really that fleshed out in Destiny 1.
Right.
A lot of that stuff was, you know, no special, there was a few special ammo tweaks, but like you couldn't tweak like, you know, the game modes or position of things and all that other stuff. So hopefully it's a little bit more, in depth of a private matches situation.
I'll tell you guys what I was really excited by. Better rewards and replay value for strikes, adventures, and lost sectors. That's something we've been talking about since the launch of the game. It's just like, why am I going to do the adventures? Like I'm leveled way past them. There's no reason for me to go back unless you want the narrative, of course.
Yeah.
But like incentivize me to do those things, and also the prestige incentivizations for Nightfall and Raid. I mean, that was the biggest miss for me. They launched Prestige. I haven't played it. I have no interest.
I actually didn't do it yet.
Why?
No, none of really? Either. You haven't. Yeah. That says something, man.
I know.
I played the intro, and we got the gauntlet with a random team, and I'm like, yeah, we're not going to get it. I don't care. Like, I wasn't mad or anything. I just, like, I don't expect us to beat them.
I heard there was a new dog or something in a couple of this.
Two new dogs.
Yeah, two new
like,
dogs.
Okay, that's cool. Thanks for letting me know. But, yeah, no incentive in UI. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see any reason to. I mean, exactly what we're talking about with incentivizing it. There was no reason to. I watched people do it for an hour or two at the very beginning, you know, the world's first race, and I watched it happen and I was like, if they don't get something cool, which no one did, what's the point?
Hey, do you want to bang your head against the wall for an hour? What do I get for it? Absolutely nothing. No, I'm good.
No, thank you. I'll skip.
So wait, you do get, don't you get like some more tokens or something?
Oh.
You get
a shader.
You have the potential to get a shader,
and you get it for doing the opening. I got four of them.
Yeah, an emblem, I think. So, yeah, but I mean, would you want to play that for more tokens? Seriously,
I am.
Let's play the regular raid.
I'm kind of shocked after how well they were doing with Destiny 1's raids and like reward system, and how like every sequence had a drop.
Yeah,
like man, that had me coming back. On the back of this sheet, I was telling Jake about it before the show. I have a checklist of armor pieces I never got from Destiny 1. Stupid Oryx raid was so long.
Dude, King's Fall was awesome.
I needed one helmet for my hunter, arms for my warlock.
You never got them.
Really?
He's still grinding.
I had full sets from the original launch, but I never got full sets from when they added the new armor.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But yeah, just since you're here, Jake, like on that, like what is your perspective on the whole end game stuff? I mean, it seems like you're in the same boat. Right. I see you play Fortnite and stuff a lot. And
have
like,
you made friends?
Yeah.
Have I made friends? What through the end game?
Yeah,
I honestly have not. No,
yeah. But you already have a lot of Destiny friends.
So, I mean, my opinion on it is it kind of ties back to what we were talking about with ranked in Crucible. The idea that they just need to incentivize things better. Mm-hmm. If they do that, it's going to make their game so much better. Because mm-hmm. I kind of feel for them in a way, Bungie. When I say them, in that in Destiny 1, it was so hard to get level 30, and people were so upset. I'm talking about, beginning, year one.
Need those arms.
Right, exactly. 29. People grinding for very specific things and not getting it. But the idea was you had to play every week in order to get this, and you had to do the raid on every character. And I think they got so many complaints from that system of people who were like, I'm tired of doing this for so much and not getting the reward, that they took a step back and made it so like, well, you don't even need to do it anymore. You know, you all get basically nothing anyway, and it's really easy to get to the max power. So they kind of stepped too far back from that system they had in Destiny 1.
And also, all the weapons feel fairly normalized. There was the Mita Gate for Destiny 2's launch, which I don't necessarily agree with, but they just basically give that to you for doing a quest launch.
Yep.
Right.
It's fairly easy to acquire. I don't think there's any Galahorn in Destiny 2. There's there's coveted item at all.
Yeah.
So even less incentivization to do the raid again. Even the raid weapons, they don't even have unique perks, I don't think, right?
Nothing for the raid. That was a change.
Nothing like you take down oracles faster. There's no perk that I think helps.
Yeah, and that's just kind of like, all right, it's strange.
Yeah, it's funny. Like the more I think about it, it's like when in Destiny, the first few years, like we were all like struggling to come up the ranks and sort of win things, and in a way, like you're trying to win the big jackpot, so to speak, right? Yeah. But then you jump to like Destiny 2, and like, everybody's just rich. Yeah. I mean, we're all just rich. And it's like you hit that point where you're like, I don't know, if everybody's – there's no specialty. So it becomes a little dishwater in that sense. Although that doesn't look at the weapon balance, which is a different problem where, there's no same thing that's special. Like, man, you need to use Merciless.
Yeah.
Like you've kind of wanted to use it, I would say.
Yeah.
But you don't have to.
Origin story, Mita.
Yeah, there's just no drops.
A few weapons, better devils for some people.
Sweet Business, I still stand by, is an awesome drop to get. Some people
for PvE or PvP?
PvE, yeah. I mean, don't
actually, PvP too.
You like it in PvP?
No, awesome. I hate it. But people who use it, they spin it up before they start shooting.
Yes. The pre-fire.
They turn the corner and you're already dying before you can do anything.
It's Titans. That and so I want a whole team of Sweet Business Cold Fire or Cold Heart, and they're just constantly pre-firing lasers and Sweet Business around every corner. But
just like a light show every time you do an encounter.
But I was really happy that it seemed to me that Christopher Barrett and the team,
he's a good guy.
They got to the point where they're like, guys, I want to say what we're working on, and it's really good.
Yeah,
like we don't know what it is yet. So, like to your earlier point, it's like I don't know what to be excited about, but I'm just happy that you're talking about it.
Yeah. Sure,
this kind of transparency. Like I quote tweeted him. I'm like, I am so glad that you're able to talk openly about this. Just like, hey, we're working on this stuff and we hear you, and that's what the community was like clamoring for a week or two ago.
Well, that big list. Like that's what he tweeted out probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and like a bunch of people replied. And of course, ranked matchmaking. That was one of the things.
Yeah,
that
definitely.
And I was like, not yet. But
I want to point out something, and this is where the bureaucracy like comes in. You're like, well, why is it so hard? Read through the key words they have in here. New, better, blah, blah, blah. There's no fixing. Nothing's broken. Mm-hmm. And sort of meaning that's what gets hard on the corporate level. I'm pretty sure that's what keeps
fixing
them from
the broken systems and rewards to give our most
it doesn't say that, right?
Players additional
Yeah, you're translating it. But that meaning, right. You know, I mean, Destin, you know how it works. This probably went through like three people.
Yeah.
At least, and they changed the words. And so my only point there was it's not as easy as you think. I mean, I'm sure Christopher Barrett and the whole team would love to talk about this stuff, but it's a pretty big filter.
Our incentives for Nightfall and Raids suck. Let's make them better. Translation, better incentives for players who compete.
Well, they're, all right. Let's not tear them down for like, there, thankfully.
There was a bracket one, yeah.
What do you guys think the real system was?
Currency. Legendary shards, we're looking at you. It's like, yeah, what are we doing with those? Zer's not taking enough of them, so.
All good. Yeah. I'm excited.
Let's move on to PC, unless anybody had some final thoughts. I think we're kind of wrapped up.
No, the main thing, I do appreciate some of the Crucible tuning things.
Yeah.
Those are nice. Because some of the matches and going to point.
I don't know. It's funny. Like, I mean, you're the host, Destin. You can decide to move on. I feel like there's a lot you could speculate on still.
We could dive in, but we have a whole new platform that just launched, and I really, really am excited to talk about PC.
I'm excited.
We're all playing on PC, right?
Yes. Yep.
Dear God, it looks so good. I turn that game on, and I can't believe
and feels
running
good.
At 200 frames. I took a 144 hertz monitor from work to borrow and see what it looked like. It's so crispy.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
Yeah.
What do you guys
looks
think?
Looks good.
I like it a little bit.
People are saying it feels good.
It does. Yeah. It feels good. And looks good. Like there's no other way you can put it. Everybody agrees there. The game runs smooth. It's super enjoyable to mess around, whether it be in the Crucible or just out in the world doing public events. Yeah. It is a much more enjoyable game on PC just because of how crisp and clean it is.
Definitely. Yeah.
Friend, have you gotten to play much?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm grinding out my Hunter. It's Rockstar energy drink, by the way. I'm tired. I was playing Super Mario Odyssey all night.
Ooh.
And grinding Hunter on my PC before that. Anyway, yeah, I mean, look, we played the beta. I was already enamored with it on that. And coming, I mean, it's just so beautiful and glassy and like, it's amazing. But what I would love to hear more about from Jake since he's here, but CJ's been talking about it. He's like, it's a different game. It feels different. Like everything seems to be behaving different and he plays with a controller.
Yeah.
And that.
What?
Yeah.
I think we've established
blasphemy.
Exactly.
Witch hunt is on. Right.
Yeah.
How much are you getting your butt kicked?
No, I am dominating.
Yeah.
I'm dominating with the controller. No, and the weird thing is like PvP to the point of, and I hate saying this because I'm a console guy. I was never, hey, it needs to be at 60 and all this stuff. It like console going back to it, which I have, almost feels broken for PvP. And I like, again, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a 60 frame thing. If it's a the Bloom thing or whatever, but like hand cannons with a controller, 60 frame, I can 4-tap shot with the garbage is hand cannons.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a legendary thing. It's not having the best. It feels different.
What about have you ran the PC at 30 and how does that feel?
Yeah. So everybody's saying how VSync obviously introduces a little bit of latency. When you take the game and put it on PC at 30, at least on a controller, and I've used the Elite as well as PS4, it starts feeling bad again. So I don't know if it's...
You're saying
you feel like you're losing data for your skill set.
100%.
But you don't know if it's the V-Sync or the 30, because you have to use V-Sync to cap it or no?
Yes, because it needs to lock it at 30.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's what I don't get. Because at first I thought, you know, there's no Bloom on the PC, right?
That I've seen. I don't think so.
Right. So, but I've heard that there might, but there's not been confirmation of this. So with the controller, I think there still could be, but I don't feel it. And I can hip fire with a controller, like non-ADS, and it's fine at 60. I switched over to 30. Hard time.
Mm-hmm. The crazy thing is it's like, how does PvP feel so much different on PC than it does on console?
It just does. I don't understand it either. Like and again, you're playing a lot on mouse and keyboard now, but haven't done that over the years. Do you feel like at a disadvantage playing with mouse and keyboard, knowing there's controller guys out there?
Right. It's an interesting question. I've talked about this a few times. I feel like the skill gap, or the skill ceiling, I should say, for mouse and keyboard is higher.
Mm.
Like, those who are amazing with mouse and keyboard will beat those who are amazing with controller.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of feel like in the middle, it doesn't really matter.
Mm.
Like, you can be just as good with controller as you are mouse and keyboard as long as you're not, like, that top tier.
Yeah.
So if I were to play with a controller and face somebody who's top of the line with mouse and keyboard, I'd probably lose to them. But I do think that I'm better on PC if I were to use a controller. I'm trying to use mouse and keyboard to get used to it.
Me too.
Fun. It's more fun with mouse and keyboard.
It is.
It's rewarding.
Yeah.
It's fun improving at something and feeling like, you know, the time spent grinding is actually helping
Better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Actually helping you improve in the game versus controller. I don't think any of us feel like shooting dregs is actually improving our skills with the controller.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. I will say that at close range, yeah, I can definitely tell when I'm playing at somebody, you know, with mouse and keyboard because the way they move, the way they spin around if you're in a little engagement. Long range, I actually like the controller better. I feel it's like a little bit easier to kind of lock onto people, at least like right now, like longer sight lines. There's been no Mida yet in the PC.
Yeah. Well, it has some aim assist.
So.
Yeah. But it has a little aim assist on the controller, meaning especially in PvE at long range, especially, you're going to get a little bit more of that snap, and on PC it's more about you being in full control, right?
Yeah.
I'm more curious, since you are quite good at PvP.
Thank you.
Play a ton. I've I've seen and I've heard.
Yes.
I don't think I've had to run into you in the Crucible. Are you Xbox or
yeah, maybe
that's
Xbox,
why.
But I have everything
you back. Oh wait, you're on PC actually now. Through trials in D1. Like right near the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, we finally got to play together. It was
that
cool.
was fun.
Yeah. I shot a wall.
Nice. Good. Good carry, Jake. But what about this feel conversation? Do you think that it maybe is just 30 or 60? Are you feeling these types of differences?
No, so I can kind of explain the differences. Mm-hmm. So on console, there's aim assist. And with guns like Better Devils and some hand cannons, there's very little aim assist. Mm. And with guns like Uriel's, there's a ton. So on console, it seems like, wow, Uriel's is so much better than hand cannons.
Yeah.
Whereas on PC, there's no aim assist at all for anybody. I mean, unless you use a controller, which kind of changes up the conversation a bit. Mm-hmm. But you take away that aim assist, and it's just the gun at its raw ability, no aim assist included, which is why it feels sort of like a different meta and a little bit of a different game. I mean, think, for example, the Night Stalker, which already is kind of not that good of a class. You shade step to go invis, right? You go invisible. On console, it's impossible to hit them because you've removed every source of aim assist on them. Mm-hmm. But on PC, when they go invis, there's already no aim assist on them. So invis has almost been nerfed a bit on PC compared to console just because of that difference in aim assist.
And you don't have to ADS on PC. You can just hip fire on a lot of the weapons.
That's also true.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
That's true, too. But the point I'm trying to drive home is that the game actually is different. You know?
Yeah, the meta is different, right? Yeah. But the controller conversation is the one that I find interesting because it has a little bit of aim assist, right?
And yeah,
I haven't played it.
I haven't either.
But
he has. He's doing really well.
So maybe I need to try controller out more because you're saying it just feels so good as a controller, which is – that is one-to-one with console. Then from there, you have a frame rate and sort of animation question. There's more animation on 60 and so on. The other thing I brought up, by the way, was we were on a different – server platform and ping platform, etc. I mean, technically it's similar, but like you're on PCs, everybody's on PCs, and the way maybe that the server tech and the lag and stuff is working, maybe there's some like millisecond differences that are making it feel better.
Yeah, I mean, the maybe? Part that really confuses me is that, and I've been trying to quantify why this is happening, I go back to Destiny 1 and it's not an issue. So again, a 30 frame game there, no problem. What's the reasoning behind
really interesting.
When I switch to 30 on PC with a controller, it doesn't feel good, but at 60, it feels good, at least in PvP. And for me, I've been saying this a lot, like I don't notice it in PvE. I really notice it in PvP.
Well, another thing that's helping your skill set is that you can adjust your field of view, so you're getting more data there.
That
the frame rate helps. You're playing 60 or above. Then if you're at 144 hertz or whatever, too, like there's so many things that are going to give you more data for every encounter on PC versus on console.
Yeah.
You know, so
it's because, were you having like my issue is, and I've said this, and I don't know if it's a meta thing or the way it feels, but I mean, at 30 on the console, were you having fun playing PvP? Because I mean, I was trying, and I actually like, I haven't said this very often, PvP was not fun, regardless of what the meta was. I just wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, and honestly, I wasn't either. I'm going to be honest again. I don't think PC is really fixing that for me, and I can get more into that in a bit. But the idea of what Crucible is now, they've taken the excitement factor out of it. Yes. You know, making it so team shot oriented, they've made it so there isn't that ability to step up and do something incredible. When you have your super or when you get power ammo, that ability is a little bit more there. You know, maybe you can pull off an amazing triple snipe and impress everybody. Maybe you can go in and slam three or four people and feel like you're the man, you know, but otherwise it's just like you roam around with your team, you put one or two Mida shots into someone, someone else finishes off the kill, you get credit for it. And it's like, that's it. You did the job, you know? Yeah. In Destiny 1, I never got bored of Crucible. I would stream it for 12 hours at a time. no one ever got bored of watching.
Yep.
Destiny 2, I get bored, viewers get bored. And I think the main reason is because of that excitement factor. You know, in D1, anything could happen at any time. You could
be the last player, you know, do a team wipe. You had an opportunity to do that. That rarely happens just because of the team shot.
It's impossible unless you have power or a super, realistically. Unless you're facing such a bad team that they all split off and kind of roam around aimlessly. Mm-hmm. You can find them all one at a time. But that just doesn't happen.
What's your perspective on the... time to kill is longer in Destiny 2.
Right.
So why wasn't team shotting a problem in Destiny 1 then? Because in theory, right, team shots are worse even.
Yeah.
Is it because they've now encouraged people to do it and it's only fours or like, you know what I mean?
I get what you're saying. It is because it's longer for sure, but it also is because you don't have these one hits anymore. Like you do have it in power ammo, but when you had the ability to run around with shotguns or snipers or fusion rifles or even unfortunately I hated them, but sticky grenades, the ability to run around the map and if you encountered somebody, you could instantly kill them instead of spend a full 2 seconds getting in an engagement that left you one shot and their whole team turned on you because you heard the fight.
You had a larger toolkit in Destiny 1, weapon and ability-wise, I think.
And power-wise. You just have more powerful tools with you as well.
Mm-hmm. No shoulder charge. That's not a one-hit kill. No sticky grenades.
Triggering so stickies and shoulder charges, although they fixed shoulder charges.
But this does bring up a lot of people who, I think, cater to one or the other. I agree with you. I like Destiny 1 for what that is, and I think that's what people are saying. You know, what's the better of two evils? The team shot, you know, problem or getting stuck in the face 50 million times? And honestly, I can't believe I'm saying this. I kind of would take getting stuck in the face in a way, only because
you had the other power.
Well, to me, it's like the team shot thing is just not that fun. And I don't know. It's not good or bad. That's where I say the fun word. Like, I don't know how else to explain it. I played Trials again. It's fine. I played Trials again, like Jake, for 2 years.
Yeah.
It was never about the loot. It was about that mode was fun. And it was fun to watch as well as play.
Exactly. It's fun and exciting, not only for you, but for anybody who might want to watch. It was just enjoyable because something amazing could happen at any moment. You know, imagine almost a 10 or 11-year-old playing Little League out in the outfield. They might not be very good, but the chance is they might make a diving catch one day. Mm-hmm. And now D2 is almost like, hey, no sprinting and no diving.
Yeah.
So the incentive and excitement of like,
no running by the pool.
Right. Exactly. But for real, it's like you were excited in D1 that something really cool could happen. And people were on the edge of their seat while watching because they know at any moment something cool can happen. But you look at an outfielder out there who can't sprint and can't dive, no one's going to be excited to watch that. No one's going to be excited to even be standing out there because they're like, what's going to happen? Why am I even here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
It's like going into PUBG and only being able to use a pistol.
Yeah, it really
similar.
Yeah. It seems they have so many changes they need to make. Like, it does not seem like, we tweaked time to kill, right? That's not it. I mean, it seems like across the board, it needs a big overhaul. Do you guys feel that way, or do you feel like slight tweaks would change it?
I mainly do feel that way. I mean, I think it needs hopefully it needs two things, but it absolutely needs one or of them, and I'll get into what those are. It either needs that excitement factor that I was mentioning or a better incentive. No one's going to want to play Crucible if it's not exciting and if there's no reason to play it.
Right.
If they make it so there's amazing loot in it, you know, an actual reason to grind it, even if it's not like super exciting, people will still do it. There's some good feeling about grinding something that feels rewarding.
Yeah.
So if they do that or...
But that only lasts so long. So, I mean, like, it's funny hearing you say it. For now, I think you're willing to accept, okay, if there's more loot.
That's true. That's true.
I would do it. But eventually, you're going to hit the point where you're like, no, it's just not fun enough for me. So I would think that's the thing you want to fix, right?
They need to revert more to a Destiny 1 system, in my opinion. Like, this system just isn't working. They tried it. I'm okay with the power ammo slot, sort of. But they need to loosen up the rules a little bit.
It is. It's funny. Yeah. It's funny you said lesser of two evils because I definitely want some of that magic back that you're talking about. But I don't – I like that snipers are not out of the gate. I mean, they sort of fixed that with the special ammo boxes in Destiny 1 a little bit. But then Icebreaker was there. And anyway, meaning I hate getting sniped across the map immediately. It's really annoying, especially with people who are really good. It just drives me nuts that I can't go up against that. But, they just need to fix so much.
One person gets heavy ammo. It's just kind of like even it out for the team.
There's a lot to allow other people to do. But when I look at that and the history of what Bungie has done, I don't think we've seen them make – big overhauls. Mm-hmm. Like they change the special ammo box or they change shotguns. We haven't seen them up against a problem like this. Can they fix it by December?
Well, not only that.
I'm making up December because I think that's
2018 for private matches. Yeah. They're not fixing that by December.
I know, but think about that. Like if season 2's coming out, is it I'm assuming it's in December, by the way, because we have one more Iron Banner left, and they said Osiris is in winter of 2017. So unless it gets delayed, you'd think the season would hit right before then. And Dawning is always before Christmas and the holidays.
We've been focusing a lot on PvP. There are two small things I wanted to bring up about just the general feel of the game on PC, and that's how do you guys feel about how much you're restricted with what you're able to do? Because you're a streamer, I stream, Fran streams. It's a little annoying that I have to alt tab out and the game's just gone. Like, I can't use game capture. The banning thing that happened last week.
Yeah.
A lot of people, that was sort of fixed, it seems like. Or at least there.
There's a few erroneous bans. It didn't seem like drastic. They did seem unfortunate. Yeah. And that would piss me off if it happened to me. I'd be losing my head over it.
The other small thing I want to comment on is Duggan was totally right about chat. It's absolutely ridiculous that there's no general chat. In a game like this where I want to make friends with a guy in the tower and be like, hey, do you want to go run the Nightfall? There's so many stories from Destiny 1 where like, hey, we ran with randoms from the tower. We would just message them and we would take them on this adventure. We'd learn about them. And like, there's this guy who never did the Nightfall and like we took him on the run. And I feel like we're missing out on those stories because of the restrictions on PC, and that's sad. It's sad that we're not going to get those.
Yep.
Yep. I agree with that.
Yep.
No arguments on that.
Pretty
easy on that. Cool. Duggan was right.
Yeah.
Way to, you know, ride on his camera.
It's taken away.
Don't worry. That's what all the comments were going to say anyways.
Yeah.
This Duggan guy.
PC Doug. Right.
So season two means that some stuff is going away, but new things are being implemented, new armor sets and such. They brought it up again in the weekly update this week. Fran, you were actually at the panel. You can discuss a little bit. We had a conversation about it. I don't like this because some stuff's going away and we've had such a short window to acquire them. Fran, why don't you tell us more?
Yeah, I will try to recap the most important points, but you really got to read through all the details or listen through the long stream that they did. The main stuff was, first of all, they are fixing Iron Banner in the near term in the sense that you'll be able to buy stuff with legendary shards.
Yeah.
They'll have a couple weapons up. I don't know if that solves for like random drops or anything, by the way, because it brings up the question, if you're selling a few of the weapons,
why do I want tokens?
But we only have one more banner in season one. And those weapons, by the way, seemingly are going away. How am I going to get all the weapons if you're only selling me a couple? So anyway, questions to be answered, but I'm glad that you're going to be able to buy some stuff like my Titan helmet, which I'm trying to get. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I can just go buy it on the next round.
I really hope so because I have three characters I have to get an armor set on. And some people turned in like 50
packages.
And never got a full set. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Did you get a full set in the last banner?
I didn't even go for it.
You weren't into it.
It wasn't a big enough incentive for me. Yeah. I played it, but the grind of getting like a full armor set wasn't enough for me to want to do it.
Breach, you hit 10 though, right?
Yeah, I hit 10. I hit like 14 or something. I got a few weapons or so that I really wanted to get to try out. That was about all I needed to do.
Yeah, I did the same thing, and I'm like, well, I'll have a year to get the full set. Nope, apparently not. There's one more, and that's it.
Yeah, so that's part of where this is going.
Yeah.
So the idea of seasons, again, as reminders, if you all didn't catch it, we're in season one right now, and there's a couple things that define seasons. They're the events, such as
we didn't get one in season one.
Sorry, yes. I'm blanking because the Dawning is an event, and in season one, Festival of the Lost would be one, and apparently that's not happening. Clearly, we were not ready for seasons, by the way. But with season two, we will get the Dawning. Rituals such as Iron Banner are part of seasons, and they're going to introduce something called Clarion Calls, which is sort of double XP, you know, experiences where you go after events. And basically, you have items such as the six-shooter emote, the ramen emote, exclusive ships that are exotics. I know that much. They were basically saying we'll not be in season two. Mm-hmm. So you're met with this like cool factor where you're like, if you got the ramen emote, it's like, awesome. I was there. How do I get that? Sorry, you can't right now. Maybe
that's weird. I feel like they'll do something like when the masks came back from the Festival of the Lost, I think, or whatever the Halloween one was called.
Yeah. But that might be years apart. I mean, we don't know if they'll have special moments where maybe you can get it again. That's what's happening.
Yeah. They did that in Trials as well. They released like the middle of the year two later on at the end of year three, like once you got into loot pool there.
Yeah.
So.
But that's the basic idea is get your stuff now, and season two is coming. We don't have a date, but it will include the Dawning. That's why, reasonably, it's coming in December, because it would normally be before the holidays. So stuff like that's happening, and they're adding a few other things in season two. New armor sets. Iron Banner gets all new armor sets, new weapons from what we understand. Dawning will have its own gear set. You will also get new Trials gear, I believe, is the idea. And they're adding ornaments to that stuff. So you'll get ornaments.
Ornaments are such an improvement because the aura, I'm just kind of like, no.
Yeah, and this is where I think they're listening and they're trying to fix. Now it's not, it is a vanity play, but you'll have to do a certain thing to get the ornament. Mm-hmm. So whatever, win 10 Iron Banner matches or maybe get whatever, some achievement with your supers or whatever it is.
Open a Clan Ingram.
Oh, yeah, sure. Exactly.
So, oh, hey, I got the full set. How'd you do it? Oh, I didn't do anything.
So that's where a lot of this is going. The general recap, though, was people walked out like, I really would love to have that gear. I don't know how I feel about some of it going away, but they basically were like,
sure, it's going away, because that seems absolutely crazy.
Here's the specific example, which is what leads to the speculation on the rest of the exotic things. They said, you know, six shooter? That's going away. So the six shooter mode's going away. Right. But wait, everybody basically was like, what? And then they're like, hold on. And then they're like, boot it up. Then they showed exotic mic drop, which was really cool. It's like this sparkly mic that you drop on the ground.
But why would they get rid of six shooter to add another Kalima? What's the reason?
It's double-edged sword there, right? You've got one side, which is it's exclusive. I was there. On the other side, unfortunately, if you didn't get it, you're screwed.
They're like magicians, like, oh, yeah. I'm sorry. And over here.
Yeah. it's part of it.
But behind the curtain, there's a tiger.
Why don't we just talk about that fact? So if you have that feeling of exclusivity, like I was there, how do you feel about that versus just wanting to get new stuff? You know, like, do you really just want the catalog to keep growing?
Stuff going away.
If they make kiosk.
Right. Stuff going away without a vault or a bigger kiosk, 100%. I mean, we didn't talk about that. I mean, I was hoping your duplicate.
How the hell is the vault still an issue? For real?
That's
for
real?
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
So that, if stuff's retiring and there's no kiosk or bigger vault, that's a problem. Cause I'm like a hoarder collector guy too.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, that.
You shouldn't have to get rid of it. Hopefully.
No.
But the vault's gonna be a huge problem.
Are we saying that things other than cosmetics are gonna be retiring? Like armor, I guess is honestly cosmetic too, but like weapons for Iron Banner?
Potentially.
Be saying that the current weapons, like whatever, Steady Hand or, what's some of the good weapons in Iron Banner?
You remember Destiny Year One when it was like Vanquisher, Vanquisher 7, Vanquisher 8?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Trials, Messenger, like I love Messenger. Right. That went away.
That stuff went away.
Confused. It is exactly that concept.
Near the end. Yeah. That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
I like that concept.
Yeah, current set.
I actually like it a lot.
Yeah, really?
I like it, but I don't feel like they gave us a good investment system to obtain that armor.
Right.
So it's just kind of crappy for us because, so you made a bad investment system so I could never get the armor and now it's being taken away?
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
why I don't like it.
I get that argument. Yeah. But at the same time, how many people are actually going to be able to play so much that they can acquire absolutely everything? And what I mean by saying that is I think they're kind of trying to make it so there's some excitement. And I like this idea of trying to cause some kind of unique, exciting incentive in any way whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I think they're trying to create excitement in having you not have everything. Almost like, hey, I have this thing from Iron Banner. Like, darn, I really wanted that. I have this thing. And like 2 years from now, you know, you're looking back at Iron Banner Year One. Like, which cool thing did you get to take from that?
Here's how that conversation will go for me. Hey, I have the full Iron Banner set. Yeah, man, I really wanted that. But do you remember how broken the system was back in the day?
Okay, but they're working on fixing it.
That's good.
It literally is. Yeah,
of course that's good. Yeah. It just sucks that I can't. I love the Iron Banner arm set. I want to get it. I probably will not be able to.
Sure, but we do.
Not because I can't invest enough.
And I get that. I agree with you on principle on that, but I think we can also agree we thought Felwinter's Lie was an awesome shotgun in the first Iron Banner, and it went away and we moved on, and if you had it, that was pretty awesome. Right. So I actually I appreciate that idea. Actually, I like the idea that I might get something that is exclusive. I'm worried that the systems aren't in place though to make it seem fair.
Something I do want to mention, and I would love your take on this, Jake. We were talking early on about power level increase. Now, there's a nice thing thinking about this where if I had the messenger, say, which never got upgraded in year, you know, 2+,
right?
Now that there's no power, you know, meter in Iron Banner or trials, it's nice that that won't be an issue. Do you like that?
Oh, man. It's so – I'm so iffy on whether or not I like this. I don't. I'd say that's where I would lean if I had to decide because that was so much of the reason there was a grind and there was an incentive in D1 was when, you know, I'm in trials at 326 and this guy who's 335 over here seems like he's dealing a little bit more damage and it's just enough to not really matter, but to really make you want to be able to do it. So everybody's trying to get the exact guns that they really want to be using up to 335 or 400 or whatever.
Yeah.
Where now it's like, not only is there only one role, But once you get it, you have it, and it doesn't matter what power it is. It can be 262. It's like, eh, got the better devils. I don't need to infuse it ever. I don't need to save up better hand cannons. I just get to use it with its one roll, and it's done. You know, I have no reason to really be grinding anymore. I got the gun I want.
Yeah. Which hopefully the mod system addresses, because exactly. I think that's the biggest thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
But then aren't we just going to be chasing mods?
Yeah, sure. Probably. But yeah. That's better than nothing.
Chasing yeah. something. Yeah. That's, yeah. Let us chase
We asked
something.
For that on this yeah. show, yeah. to be fair.
No, that's true. Like a better mod system. I wonder, like, what if they allow you to equip like three mods on everything?
Yeah. And, or even have the ability to like, stack if you have a certain armor set or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So that would introduce some really, really interesting end yeah. game concepts that I think all of us yep. would like a lot.
There's something else that's going to be going on that I forgot to mention as another interesting reminder of something they're trying, but. And even this blows my mind. Cause yeah, the vault, we can't get into the vault thing here because it's such a disaster. But listen.
Disaster. That's a good point.
Yeah. They want to basically also have duplicates of the weapons. So you can equip it in the energy and the kinetic slot. Mm. So take, yeah, like
Wait,
take,
when did they say this?
They said this in the panel.
Okay. So this is what we missed if we didn't see the.
Yes. Yeah, so this is why you should go through. There's a lot of okay. interesting stuff. Okay. And we tried to recap it in a piece we did. It really is a lot of info.
You can watch it
so
right on
you can watch it. But anyway, in there they have the idea that it's like, well, I'm gonna get two versions, I guess you chase both of them, of this Iron Banner weapon. So it kind of allows you to equip it in your, you know, your energy slot versus your kinetic. I like the concept that, by the way, oh good, I got steady hand, I like that hand cannon from Iron Banner. It's nice.
Yeah.
Okay, but you know what? I wanna use whatever the raid auto in my kinetic slot. So I can't have that combo. So I like the concept that I'm like, I have my energy version of the very same weapon. And now I can recreate that kinetic energy thing. But it really shows you what's going on, that they're like, like we've got these cool weapons, but you can't use them sometimes because of the weird slotting now. Right? You can't just put it in either slot.
Well, not only that, that's what confused me initially about that, is that you have pulse rifles and hand cannons. Which slot am I using? What, like, even when you're playing the game and actually changing between them, I always found it a little bit confusing, actually.
It's just like, you're like, oh, I have the energy one.
Exactly.
Yeah. And playing on PC, now that I'm using mouse roll, I finally got the feel for it, but I would run into that issue again.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I'll be honest. I feel crazy having said this a few times now, because I'm like, it seems crazy to think there'd be two versions, like Adept and Regular, of the same gun, which is the concept, I think, and one's for your energy slot and one's regular. And I'm just like, I don't even know where to find it and put that. Like, wouldn't it just be easier that if I get a gun, I can put it in either slot? Like, of certain things, maybe certain guns that allow you to do that. Like, does that really break the game?
Maybe it's part of the mod system. Like, you just put the kinetic mod on it as opposed to the...
There you go.
Maybe. And that's
Simple
what I
as that. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I meant, by the way, is like as you move it over, it would become the energy weapon version in that slot. But like, why do I have to have two versions of the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's bizarre.
Double origin stories. That's why.
And to be fair, again, this was all very fast, quickly delivered. Maybe it doesn't work quite how it sounded. We didn't get to interview them afterwards. So if I am Bungie misleading one, please let's jump in the comments and talk about how this is going to work. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Definitely. Guys, we've been running a little bit long, but Jake, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, are we done? I got so much more to say.
Yeah.
No. See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's a ton more that we could talk about. But yeah, I think we kind of need to wrap it up.
Got to have him back on the show.
What specifically, definitely. Really quickly? Yeah,
I do want to hear what you have to say.
All right, two very quick
things. There we go.
One, I honestly think that exotics just need to be better. You know how often I'm running with no exotics? I have Antiope, Uriels, and a sniper from Trials. And it's like, make it so these exotics that we're trying to get actually are exotic and really cool and unique and powerful so that we can use them. That's one thing.
100% agree.
Yeah. I'm glad you do.
100%.
And two, and maybe this isn't the best way to wrap it up, but I kind of do think that Destiny 2 is a little bit broken right now. I don't think it's really anywhere near as fun as Destiny 1 was. And I think this PC version is kind of just putting pretty paint on a broken wall. You know, like it's really pretty and fun to play, but I think those core issues that we've been discussing this whole show really need to get fixed.
Totally agree.
And need to be improved in order to make it so that PC version is actually really worthwhile and lasts a long time.
No, I mean, you sound totally correct, because all the problem is when you get towards that end game, and we're going to encounter that on PC. Yeah, we're doing the climb right now, so we're getting all the good stuff. We're excited about drops still for now. Like, oh, I got my better devils. I'm good. you know. But we're going to run into the same problems we did on console with the investment game, with your vault space being limited.
Yeah, what to chase? Like exotics not being special, you said. Yep. It's funny. I had this exact conversation with CJ, who's like, he's like, oh my God, it feels so much better. I said, well, you know, the honeymoon is on right now.
I know,
you're not even like level 305 yet. No. You haven't gotten past this little honeymoon phase. So, but I'm optimistic that maybe PvP feels a little better and the meta might be better, that at least there's some replayability, but we don't know that yet to that point. Yeah. So
it's really going to be interesting to see what happens with the player base with Assassin's Creed, Super Mario Odyssey, Wolfenstein, South Park out right now.
Even like Fortnite, PUBG.
We have PUBG on the way. We got the X on the way. We have Call of Duty on the way. Like I could keep going.
I know.
It's nuts right now.
But for that reason, I am glad. Because, I mean, when Trials got canceled, I actually went and started playing Halo. And so
for that reason,
you know, I was like, okay, Destiny 2 on PC came at the right time. At least PvP feels good. So from that standpoint, I'm a little bit more excited because, I was having a really rough time playing PvP on console.
It's pretty depressed. You should see him today.
I was pretty depressed.
On that note, it's time to wrap up the show. Yeah.
We should, like, where can we find you, Jake? What about?
Am I supposed to promote myself now?
Yeah, go for it.
Fantastic.
I'll put it in the lower third.
Cool, so I don't have to spell it out. if you're going to say the word Grenadier like a very silly person, twitch.tv/GrenaderJake, and it's the same on YouTube, Twitter, everything is just GrenaderJake. So put the Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, whatever it is in front, at GrenaderJake. I stream mostly on the weekends. I do trials help. It'd be better if some of the rewards that you get from the tire were actually worth getting. Maybe people would be more enticed to play.
But you're there to help.
Yeah, but I'm there to just help get you there, you know, on PC, PS4, Xbox, whatever it might be. That's kind of what I do. Have fun on the weekdays and get people flawless on the weekends.
All right, cool.
Nice.
Well, thank you, everybody. That's it for this show. But until next time, Guardians out.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.